Welcome to Five More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about Jesus and the gospel for five or so minutes. This past week, we wrapped up a series on money and the scriptures, the waltz we are encouraged to live in as followers of Christ, of generosity, saving, and enjoying what we've been asked to steward. And I want to look briefly at 2 Corinthians 8, which is a terrific example of how the whole New Testament assumes that this is part of the life of a follower of Christ. Paul says this, chapter 8, 2 Corinthians, "We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own free will, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints." As a pastor, I've never been in that situation where people are begging me for them to give more money to the relief of the saints, which would mean other churches. Picking up in verse 5, "And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urge Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also." Oh, there's so much in that text. The Apostle Paul assumes that Christians desire to be generous to their own church and to other churches when they're able to. He assumes that they're wise about it, not giving money that they don't have, though they didn't have credit cards. I'm sure there was still a way for them to do that. But then twice, he describes generosity as an act of grace. And it doesn't feel like an act of grace, does it? When I think of the term act of grace, I think of a friend sitting with another friend who's suffering quietly, not saying trite things, not babbling, not asking bad questions, but sitting with them, an act of grace. When I think of an act of grace, I think of a parent being patient with their child, knowing that they are getting to shepherd that heart. I don't think of generosity as an act of grace. I think of it as a move of obedience. And yet the Apostle Paul, talking to the Corinthians, describes it twice as an act of grace. And so perhaps my prayer for myself and for you is that we lean into the Holy Spirit teaching us that learning to be generous with what God has asked us to steward is in fact an act of grace. That's not all we do. We also learn to save because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. And regardless of our vocation, we're called into agency as a follower of Jesus. We also spend. We also enjoy what we've been asked to steward. But my friend that pointed out 2 Corinthians 8 to me, I think had in mind the full scope of the scripture, planning and abundance and what we have. But what sticks out to me is twice the Apostle Paul mentions an act of grace. Whether you give to a different kind of ministry or your church or a different kind of charity or philanthropy, it is an act of grace to learn to be generous with what God has asked us to steward. My prayer is that we know and believe the gospel of Jesus, that we are known and loved because of the Father, heart of God, and the work of Christ, and that we know that we have a role to play. And specifically to this text, it is to be generous with what we have. And that is an act of grace for us and through us and by the Holy Spirit's power. My prayer is that I believe that and believe it more deeply.